AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is threatening to take a new approach to the tensions in Minnesota. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
President Trump is threatening to invoke a rarely used 1807 law, the Insurrection Act, as protests continue to his immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the decision is up to the president, but he isn't getting help from Democrats.
And it's truly shameful that now for more than a year, you've had elected Democrat governors and mayors who have basically held their state and local law enforcement hostage and told them you cannot cooperate with federal law enforcement. Why?
In the House, California Democrat Ro Khanna says this has got to stop.
They are going after American citizens. If we are not going to stand up for our freedoms now, if we're not going to stand up for federalism now, then when?
The Insurrection Act would allow the president to deploy the military or federalize the National Guard for domestic law enforcement over the objections of state governors. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Trump announced the outlines of a health care plan he wants Congress to consider. Republicans have faced increasing pressure to address rising health costs after lawmakers let subsidies expire. The cornerstone is his proposal to send money directly to Americans for health savings accounts so they can handle insurance and health costs as they see fit. Democrats have rejected the idea, calling it a weak substitute for the tax credits that had helped lower monthly premiums for many people. Breaking with the U.S., Canada has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars. Prime Minister Mark Carney told reporters China will reduce its total tariff on canola seeds, a major Canadian export, from 84% to about 15%. Carney made the announcement after 2 days of meetings with Chinese leaders in Beijing. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The two-time defending World Series champion Dodgers signed four-time All-Star outfielder Kyle Tucker to a four-year deal worth $240 million. In the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 20 points, and the defending champion Thunder pulled away late to win their fifth straight game, 111-91, over the Rockets.
I try to learn from every experience.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players, in an alleged scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. NFL Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold suffered a left oblique injury in practice, but is confident he'll play against the 49ers in the NFC Divisional Round Saturday. And in golf, defending champion Nick Taylor has a share of the first round lead at the season opening Sony Open. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.